You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Welcome to the Monopool, the Geek.io live play role-playing podcast. Where our storytelling game master may or may not let us live another week.
Hello and welcome, friends, to the Manifold, your Geek.io live play role playing podcast. I am storyteller CJ, and joining me, as always, are Fish Go Flop Flop Roll.
Hello. Fish, where?
Fishy, fishy.
The man of the story, Felix.
Hello.
The lady poking the man of the story, Rachel.
Bee.
She got a helmet. Hey, Jokido, tell a story, Carrie.
Hello.
And allowing me to step on a story, Felix, or Josh. Feed Josh.
Feed Josh. That's Carrie's job, food. Not ours.
Oh, hey, Pringles.
I have nuggets. Yay, nugs.
Just no jugs.
That's not till October.
Nugs and cups.
Which, I mean, is coming up pretty soon by the time this episode comes out.
Right. So, hi, guys.
Hi, CJ. How are you?
How are you all doing? Yeah.
It's been so long since we've seen you.
I know, man. Last time we met, we got a boat.
We got a boat.
Boat hype.
Boat hype.
But not the good boat. The makeup, the make-believe boat.
Wait. We got a boat? Oh, you mean this sailing palace that we're in?
Turn the page.
Yes, that one. It's like a hotel, but on water.
Yep, and to keep the kids from discovering accidentally who Calabras used to be, Jokido told them a story of how the Silva captured a poor, decrepit old man and raised him like they were his own.
Captured.
Say yes, saved, because that's what they do. They're saviors of the weak and helpless, and raised the villain back into a puny little child that we taught to walk and talk and not be a dick to other children.
Oh, excuse me. At least he didn't use a child for a human shield.
That's a thing that I could have did 100%.
Yes. I mean, like I said, it's the ultimate revenge. Become a better dad than their actual dad. The descendant of your archenemy.
Thank you, Josh.
That's awesome. Yeah, and that's what we do. We had some base level exploration of at least the top of it and of the boat. And Remy is the pilot, captain, ship driver.
He did say he can't turn the ship, so we should probably explore the ship and find out how to do that.
Right. There's probably actually a steering wheel somewhere. Remy is just acting as
a helm.
Steering column.
Console, probably. Probably like a fancy ass touchscreen thing.
Steering pokey thing.
Poke Akira to turn the ship.
I'm okay with this.
Stick. I need to find a stick so I can turn the ship.
All right. And on that note, I will let Josh take it away.
Away, sailing away.
No, sorry.
I do have a question, Josh.
Orinoco flow. Yes, Carrie?
The message that played for Zan that we heard before the ship launched on our epic magic carpet ride, did that play back in the ancient language, or was it somehow translated into modern so everyone could understand it?
It was basically beamed directly into your skulls, so...
Okay. So we auto heard it in our native languages, essentially.
Essentially. Because the brain does not have a language.
Okay, you guys need to not post things like that when I'm eating.
Yes, it does. It's math.
Frank Gould's natural language is just growls and snarls.
And smells.
Yeah.
He talked to you in smells.
I can smell you.
You okay over there, Felix?
No.
You can't bear what you just saw.
Oh no. Oh no.
I'm done.
It's the only way we know of to make you recover.
It's like, we know how to make sure Felix isn't awake. Just drop a bear pun.
You know what I just realized, Felix?
What's up?
I can see your face today.
I got new light bulbs.
Yay!
Reset Showbot. There we go.
I got new light bulbs. Show title.
It's to symbolize the reveal of the real Calaveras.
He's coming out of the dark.
On a audio podcast, yes.
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 Visual Calaveras on an audio podcast.
You mean I'm not supposed to be posting the video to YouTube?
To face you.
Face you.
Face tube.
I mean, you're not recording the video, so.
We can tell
it in your face tube.
Well, I mean, I could be recording and you'd not know it because OBS doesn't say recording.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
First session of the night.
Shenanigans are on high. Seas. Because yes. You guys are on a boat.
So, Akira, by the way, is kind of just running around the ship, kind of just looking at things and touching everything.
Well, I mean, immediately the deck itself, other than the cannons that were briefly brought up and then stowed away again because they're not necessarily needed right now.
And we don't need Akira touching them?
Yeah. Just saying. There's not a whole lot on the deck itself because it's a deck. It's a wide open space.
Ruby, 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 look at this, look at this, look at this. Ruby, 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 look at this, look at this, look at this.
I'm going to go back over to the little podium where Remy's face is. Hey, Remy.
Yes, Valfreya.
Do you know where the helm might be?
Above and slightly behind your location.
I will follow his direction.
Okay, so you head back into the, basically behind the stairwell you came up onto the deck from. There's another set of stairs that, again, loop around to the sides, but going upward.
Okay.
And once you go up the stairs, obviously, there is another, not as large of an area as the deck itself, but still a fairly wide open space that has some form of reliquary array on it.
Sorry.
Bless you. Akira's touch the thing senses are tingling.
There's a thing I can touch. I have to go to it.
I'm just imagining him touching like one of the ropes and getting a slight shock from it.
Ooh, tingly.
I will approach the thing.
Alrighty. The easiest way I can describe what you're seeing, has anyone seen the sort of atom-shaped gravity toys with the magnets where you start it moving and it just keeps going and the pieces spin around? And
Probably.
They sell them a lot at science museums and whatnot. They're right up there with the Newtonian desk toys.
Yeah.
Kind of that sort of thing, but it's not currently in motion.
Remy, can you hear me from up here?
Yes, Valfreya.
What is this and how do I operate it?
That is a very good question. And not one I possess an answer to.
Only one way to find out!
Touch it!
Unfortunately, ship is running in emergency mode at the moment. As I stated, I can make it go.
I'm guessing there's like is there like a podium for it? Like how big is this thing?
It can fit a person inside of it. There's obviously a place to stand. You're not entirely sure. I mean, obviously, your best idea is that towards the front of the ship is the way that you should be facing inside of it. But for all you know, you might need to look backwards. It's difficult to say.
Goddamn agents.
I'm going to poke it and see what happens.
Way to go, Valfreya!
The poke it and see what happens club.
You're learning!
Hey, I'm making an educated guess. Remy's already told me what it is, so I'm not poking a random thing.
Nothing seems to occur. The individual pieces don't even budge if you should happen to kind of shove push it instead of just poking at it.
Is there anything else up here?
I mean, there's a bit of the rope rigging off to the sides, but there's not a whole lot up here. It does look like there's a further upward point, but you'd basically be climbing a pole that probably leads to what passes for the crow's nest.
Is there anything written?
As far as there are inscriptions on the individual components that are on the rings, but it's a little difficult to decipher because it's same material. You've got to kind of crane your head weird angles to actually even notice that it's there. It's not powered at the moment, so it's difficult to actually make out what each inscription is.
Okay. What happens if I step onto the platform?
You are slightly elevated above the deck.
Great.
You are standing on a platform. You are now slightly taller than you were before. You tall, freakish monstrosities.
I'm going to see if I can get a feel for this, if I can figure out what I'm supposed to be doing, or 27 prescience.
Goddamn prescience.
The prescience is the best science, though, for this sort of thing. You can tell that very clearly something is supposed to be going on here. You can see where all of the individual components are connected to the greater grid, but there's no power going into it currently.
Uh-huh. And it looks like it's designed for somebody to be standing where I am, right? Like...
Yeah, because the way the ship is shaped, standing where you are, you have a very clear view out into the water. So anything that might be coming up ahead, you'd be able to see ahead of time. Oh, hey, there's a big mass of rocks over that way. We should turn this way to avoid them. Oh, hey, there's a storm off on the horizon. We should probably consider replotting our course to avoid it. That sort of thing. It's a very good vantage point. Not as great as Crow's Nest would be, but it does give you a good view for purposes of getting around.
Okay. And does it look like anything is, I'm supposed to be touching anything, or I feel like I should be able to actually move these things if it's on?
It's difficult to say what exactly should be going on here, because based on the way it looks, these rings and the orbs on them should move, but they are not currently, but you're not sure if that's something you should be interacting with directly or if it will present something for you to interact with, similar to how Remy's face was projected where that message was displayed.
Okay.
Fraggle
speaks. Grab it!
Hey, can we manually move these cells?
The ropes are made of pure light energy.
Oh, so it's like light energy sails and all that, right?
Yeah, the sails and rope themselves are glowing, so touching them may not be in your best interest, but you do have at least one individual among you who may be able to manage it without completely blowing themselves up.
Remy, can you access this, or should I try and kickstart it from up here?
I do not believe we will be able to access it at this point in time. The ship is refusing any further input other than go.
Can you stop it?
I can stop the engine, but then the boat will stop as well.
Okay, well, it's more so when we start approaching land is the issue.
Well, right now we're shooting directly out into the ocean, and that's not the direction we need to be going in.
It'll be a fun experiment. It's not one I really feel like going on right now, but it'll be a fun experiment. Tell me I'm wrong.
It will not be a fun experiment. We need to get back to Tolvera to find our navigator.
Are there any kind of maps or anything like that on board, Remy, that you can tell? Like any kind of lay maps or anything?
There is very little I have to work with from this vantage point.
Okay, that's understandable.
As I said, the ship is effectively locked down other than moving itself at the moment.
So I'm curious as to who Josh was meaning by can touch them without blowing themselves up.
Who's a light user?
Well, we only have one, I would say, from the Xanethi perspective, one typical channeler in our group. And that would be Lasaye.
I say we get the kid to do it.
I mean, he might actually be the best person to physically touch them.
Actually, I have an idea. I'm going to step out of here for now. I'm going to go down into the master suite.
Okay. So you head down the stairs and towards that wall that Remy indicated was the access point?
Yes.
Okay. It's a wall.
I put my hand on it. Nothing happens?
Nothing happens.
And Remy said, for sure, it is behind this wall.
Yes.
Remy, can you hear me?
Yes, Valfreya.
How thick is this wall?
Not thick enough!
It itself is relatively well fortified, but not thick.
Do you know if there is anything immediately on the other side?
I cannot tell.
Okay. This boat was designed for Zan himself. There may be something in this room that can unlock it. But in order to do that, I have to do something very stupid.
You rang?
Something very stupid. Reporting for duty, ma'am.
What? I heard for, my for
Valfreya
name.
To say that she's going to do something stupid, I think I'm a little afraid.
Fragur heard his nickname.
God damn it.
I cannot advise this course of action. If you are attempting to do what I think you are attempting to do, Valfreya, I do not believe you will be successful.
Oh?
The ship was designed and created by the Four Enlightened for their master. I do not think they would have made it easy to access his chambers by anyone.
That's the GM telling us we shouldn't go poking around in there.
Maybe it opens up better when it's not on emergency mode or something, Valfreya. I think
it was probably designed to open up to him.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Maybe somebody of his bloodline or anything like that. And
Well, the best we can do is if we happen to find a member of the Vaskari royal family running around, or the prince himself is, I'm guessing, of Roth's bloodline, if the royal line has remained unbroken. But that would involve us being able to turn the ship to get to Tolvera.
Hey, Caleb, buddy.
Yeah, Sparkles, what's up?
Are you with those? Have you tried touching anything light-based, like full light-based?
Yeah, haven't really had the time, but I mean...
If I take care of you, if something bad happens, would you try at least touching, just poking the mast? Or at least just kind of rub up against it to see if your gauntlets are affected by it in any way?
Give it a shot. I mean, they're pretty sturdy, so...
Akito's hands light up immediately.
Using a child as a shield, using a child as a guinea pig.
He's the only one with indestructible hands as far as I know.
Honestly, it was more my idea than it was.
I was thinking about it directly before that, because I'm like, hey, maybe Lasai might be able to like bend them out of the way, but
these are pretty indestructible fists, and I kind of want to see if they can at least like nudge up against the light without blowing him away.
All right, so which one?
Let's go with the frontmost one.
I'm gonna head back up to the platform.
Just kind of try and turn it if you can, or like, first of all, just rub up against it with your gauntlet to see if anything happens.
Okay, he goes and he puts a hand on one of the ropes, and there's a little bit of sparking, but nothing obscene or potentially disastrous looking. Yeah.
Not feeling weird, tingly, or anything like that?
No, I mean, I could see sparks, but everything looks all right over here.
Sweet. Remy.
Look at your hand, Caleb. Make sure it's okay.
Yeah, ball's fine.
Hey, Remy, approximately what way would we have to turn these things to get the ship to turn?
So you're going for the good old-fashioned manual way, right? You're not using the gauntlets to actually...
Well, he's going to use the gauntlets to like kind of adjust direction. Yeah, but I had to make sure he wouldn't explode when he touched them.
He's using the gauntlets as protective equipment.
Yeah.
Handle the ropes.
I thought he was going to use the gauntlet to like see if the energy in the gauntlets would activate the...
No, I was more so going to have him move the ship, but I needed to make sure that he could touch the light beams without dying.
To reach Tolvera, we will need to turn the ship to the left.
You got this, Caleb?
Yeah, so based on the way the ropes are going... Yeah, so this would be the right side to pull from. I guess, hang on.
Hang on, everybody!
Fragul races down and holds on to Calabras. I've got you, best buddy!
Calabras holds on to Fragul, so he gets plus one bonus.
I put my hand onto Caleb's shoulder, have the staff just behind me, kind of tap it a couple times. Energy flows through, bolstering Caleb. I'm right here for you, buddy.
Advantage too?
Yep.
Because he needs more dice on might checks.
For real.
I gave Fragul like advantage 70. He still rolled a 22 before, so...
Well, thankfully, Caleb doesn't have to worry about that. He wraps one fist around the rope, gives it a pull, grabs another handful, kind of wraps it around. Not going to need to go a little more than that. Grabs another handful, wraps it around the fist. And you notice that it is like it's throwing off some sparks, but it doesn't look particularly hazardous. It's just magical thing interacting with magical thing.
Buddy, you are a tiny little badass.
Thanks. You're not so bad yourself, Sparkles. And after a bit of pulling and wrapping and pulling and wrapping and pulling and wrapping, he's got the one sail tilted enough that the ship starts to veer left.
Yay.
Well, that was less exciting than I thought it would be.
All right, let's get this knotted off, buddy, and if you can, and then let's go ahead and hit up the other one. We need to make a...
We want to turn it a little more, I think, because...
Yeah, I still think we're off. I mean, we're not... We're turning left-ish. We've been bolting out into the ocean for a bit.
Hey, Spear of Irion.
Yes! How can the Spearion be of assistance?
Spearion!
Can you give us a direction? Give us a heading. We need to get to Tolvera.
Do, do, do. Do, 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 do. Leap.
Oh, wait.
There's a rush of air as the spear springs up straight into the sky. And you can't really tell, but obviously he's going to look around a little bit. He's a bit high up for you guys to notice. And then you see a little burst of light as he kind of shoots forward a little and then arcs down back to land on the deck where he was instead of getting thrown off by the ship's speed.
I'm sure I'll be fine.
If we adjust our heading a few more degrees towards the left, we should be relatively able to circumvent the coast of Tolvera.
Excellent. Thank you.
You are most welcome.
Out of character. He's so cool.
He is. I love him so much.
Go figure. The guy who makes a living jumping really high knows how to plot courses. At least rough ones, anyways.
I wonder if this giant ship would be attract more pirates or scare more pirates off.
Probably yes.
I'm working my spear.
What was that, Felix? I didn't hear what you said.
I said I'll go get my spear.
You put it down?
Well, he was sitting down. He was having his little
break. You continue adjusting the general heading of the ship bit by bit, and you do get it pointed in the general direction of Tolvera for the time being. You're moving at a pretty good clip. You can watch the land rush by pretty well. It's not going to take you too terribly long to reach the city at all, but you do have a little bit of free time for the time being.
I'm going to find Caleb and Ellie.
I'm going to let go of Calabras. I think we made it, buddy.
We're alive! Caleb's right there on the deck with the rope, so he's going to be pretty easy to find. Ellie's just kind of sitting off to the side, just kind of staring in awe.
Guys, I wanted to ask you something. I think it would be a good idea to consult Lady Lasaye about what happened with your gauntlets, Caleb, and also what happened to Ellie. She's one of the most educated people I know, and I think she might either know how to help us or know where to look. Maybe help find something that the rest of us have missed, but I wanted to check with you two before we ask her anything.
I mean, she seems pretty nice, so she thinks she can help. Yeah, by all means.
Ellie, is it okay if we show her?
She looks over at Lisae and has a little think about it and nods a little.
We will, if it's okay with the kids then, I will head with them over to her direction.
Alrighty.
Excuse me, Lasaye.
Yes, dear.
We have a question for you that we were hoping you would be able to consult on. The reason that we found the kids where we did, of course, was that Ellie was kidnapped by Serdak and his entertainers. The reason they kidnapped her is because she got bit by something and that something affected her. Ellie?
She'll undo the clasp on the cloak and pull it down around her shoulders. Oh my.
She that said is word.
Darling? Iotu?
That is quite unusual.
I spent some time researching in the library, but I couldn't find anything. They originally came here. They were originally seeking healing before Serdette got a hold of her.
Him, yes. Well, let's see what we've got here. And she sort of drops to a crouch, taking a knee.
I will sit down as well, so I'm on Ellie's level and just kind of be near her as a comfort person.
This is very odd. I'm afraid it doesn't look like anything familiar to me. Very clearly an amalgamation of sorts going on here. It is slightly reminiscent of the denizens of the Starbinder Plateau, but obviously they stick to a specific archetype. Whereas, well, you've got a little bit of everything, don't you, dear? Insectoid, reptilian, amphibious, mammalian, yeah? Is it painful at all, dear? No, just odd. And sometimes I hear things that... Yes, that is likely the influence of the aspects of the individual creatures themselves. Well, you seem a bright girl. I don't think you'll have too much trouble fending those off, but do reach out should something occur. And she'll have a look around. She'll have a quick listen at the old ticker. Things of that nature. Nothing appears to be suffering per se from the anomaly itself. All of her vital signs are quite strong.
The transformation seems to be exacerbated when she's distressed.
Well, just speaking from personal experience alone, I can tell you that large quantities of stress are absolutely terrible for the health, but... Do you remember what bit you at all, dear? No, not really. Everything kind of went black, and I woke up, and things kept getting worse, and... I see. That is unfortunate. Knowing what occurred at that incident would help a little, perhaps, but...
I wonder if Jokiro might be able to see it.
Every time I've tried to peer into her head, it's very difficult. It's almost like a wall is breaking, heading me off. I mean, I can try again. What is this now, dear? The about 18th time is the charm, as they say.
Well, hold a moment. And she'll put a hand on your shoulder.
Which you?
Jokiro, sorry. And you will be bolstered.
Yeah, bolster.
Since we don't want to make it too much of a CJ talks to himself show with having Akira do it.
I mean,
it does stack. Yeah. But is Akira back to running around?
No, Akira is actually. He was with Caleb. So, he was standing at the pole with Caleb. So he's interested. So let's give it a double stack, shall we?
Okay, so that would be a total of advantage 3 then.
Advantage 3, Rose is 7.
And go mental monkey mojo.
Come on. God damn, 27.
That's still a 27.
I think I rolled just about that last time.
68.
But also, Ellie.
1647.
Ellie's mental state might be different now as well.
That's true. Yeah.
Because the last time you tried was like right after the rescue, right?
Yeah. Why did you only keep 2?
And then this time, it's in a much more calm situation. It's people she's more familiar with now, and we're like we asked before jumping in.
Yeah.
Well, because the way advantage works.
Yeah, it kept the yeah.
It gives you extra dice, but you still only keep the highest results for the number of dice that you usually have.
Yeah.
It basically gives you more chance to earn explosions.
Yep. 27 then.
Okay. And so you're just trying to reach in and fish around and see if you can find anything?
Yeah. If I need to, I'll communicate with her while I'm in there, but...
But, like, specifically the memory of what bit her, right?
Yeah.
Alrighty. So you start to form a connection with her, and... It's a very strange sensation for you, Jokiro. It's not something you've really experienced before, but essentially the world around you starts to gray out. All of the color washes away. Everybody's movements start to slow down, except for Ellie. She stays full color. And this increases until everything has basically gone dark around you. It's just pure black. And all you can really see is the little bits of the deck underneath you that you and Ellie are standing on.
Okay.
And as that happens, now that you can only see yourself and her, you start seeing this sort of wispy mass spiraling around her. You get the feeling that this is probably the wall that blocked you off the first time around. But now you can really get a good look at it. And you figure that the reason you probably couldn't get to her beforehand is every bit of that wisping, spiraling, smoky substance around her, you can pick out individual heads of different animals and reptiles and avian-type creatures. And the best assumption you can get is you couldn't reach her because you kept hitting other brains instead.
Okay.
And not being able to, since you were trying to forge a connection with her, the other minds were essentially deflecting it.
Fun.
But it doesn't feel as dense of a wall this time around.
Okay. I will hold Ellie's hand.
I kind of relay that information out through Jokido's actual voice. It appears to be not only her, but several different animals in here. I am going to try a little bit deeper to see if I can find anything that would be actually what might be the root of this.
All right. So make another influence with that advantage 3.
All right.
I'm going to stay with Ellie and help her stay calm.
22.
Okay. You even though you're not moving, you feel everything kind of shift so that you're getting different perspectives. And then you actually notice once your perspective shifts enough, you can see yourself.
Yeah.
It's very odd. But you have shifted your perspective enough that you can see your own body where you were standing talking to her from behind her, basically.
Whoa.
And it is exceptionally trippy because your own eyes that are seeing this can see sort of a glowing Jokiro behind her. But when you get to that vantage, when you get yourselves to that vantage point, what you see is basically that spot where she was bitten is essentially leaking that wispy substance that is generating all of this swirling mess around her and also sucking it back in.
Hmm. That is concerning. So it's definitely all this is obviously emanating from the bite, and it's what's kind of causing everything going on in here. Which is what we knew originally. I'm going to, with my weird metaphysical body thing going on right now, I'm going to try and touch one of the animal heads.
Okay. So do your influence again.
All right. Boop, boop, boop. 28.
Okay.
Can't get out of these 20s.
I mean, you're rolling pretty well. It's just you're rolling strictly average on 1d8 for some reason.
Yeah, right?
Like, both times it's been like 4. One of them keeps dropping a 7, which isn't terrible, but you're just not getting those explosions we're used to.
Yeah, that's it. Like,
okay, so you reach out into the wisp, and you feel, as your metaphysical hand connects with it, a lot of instinctual thoughts. You know, find shelter, hunt for food, scavenge, swim upstream, swim downstream, circle, ride the solar updrafts, things like that. Just very base animalistic instincts. And you start to pull out, let's say, a spider.
Okay.
Just a simple garden variety spider. It's real small, but you manage to, you know, cup it in your hand and pull it away. You notice that there's still wisps leading back into the mass, but it's in your hand for the time being. And for all intents and purposes, it looks pretty much like a spider. Nothing seems particularly amiss about it.
But it's not like moving or anything like that. It's just a spider dealy.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a spider. It's thinking about spinning webs, you know, hoping to catch a nice big fly for lunch. Spider type thoughts.
But it doesn't seem to be concerned with it actually being handled by me.
It doesn't even seem to realize that it's not actually a spider sitting out, you know, on a plant on its web somewhere.
Does she look any different?
Not as far as you can tell, but you are dealing with a very small creature.
Man, I have a bad feeling about this. I crush the spider.
It dissolves into the wisp and flows out of your hand and back into the mass.
Okay, that's much better than I was hoping for.
Are you describing what's happening as it's happening?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And including as I am going to try to crush the spider. Stars above, I hope that this does not hurt her.
Okay, try holding, pulling away something bigger. Just holding it, doing nothing else.
Okay. 29. I'm getting closer.
Okay. Ellie, dear, how are you feeling?
She has that look of kind of being like half awake right now. That real sleepy kind of, I'm totally not asleep, mom. Mm-hmm. I'm totally paying attention to the movie. Don't turn it off.
Right.
You reach in again and you pull out a hawk.
Okay.
And it sits in your hands and it preens itself a little bit. And it thinks hawk thoughts like, hey, let's find us a nice little mouse that we can snatch up. Or, you know, hey, that'd be a good place to build a new nest. Just bird thoughts. But the people outside notice as you pull it away, the one hand of hers that's covered in a lot of claw-like scaling starts to reshape itself more towards standard human four-finger thumb.
She's a shapeshifter.
Yes, but it is just a matter of trying to get her to be able to focus on these.
I was going to ask if there's a way you can put a shield between her and the creatures.
I can certainly try.
Obviously, she's going to need training to be able to control it herself, but...
Didn't you say one of your friends was from the Starbinder Plateau?
Yes, but he's probably halfway back there by now.
Jesus, 23. Yeah, that more so just because that's the one I just clicked on. Just trying to kind of, and I'll roll something else if you need me to. Just a.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's getting the roll done. So
it's all
if you got a quick push button for it, it's.
Yeah, that's to try and just kind of try and separate her from the morass of aminals.
Yeah, you try to relocate her from this swirling mass, and it doesn't seem to do terribly much good because the mass just slowly shifts after her like a trail.
I'm going to... Then try a crazy thing here. I'm going to try and use the dominate feature here to try and dominate one of the animals into submission. Try and maybe make that her primary focus. And I'm going to make it. I'm going to focus on the hawk that I have in my hand. Cool. 27.
Okay. So you start working on the form of the hawk in your hands. Yeah. And a lot of the wispy material from surrounding her starts to pull away and pull away and pull away. And the hawk in your hand starts looking a little more substantial.
Does she look any different?
She's kind of going all over the place at the moment. Features are rising and falling away and rising and falling away.
All right.
Go ahead and give me one more influence roll.
Oh, okay.
You're starting to feel a little nosebleedy, headachy.
Okay.
Oh, that's always good.
Ha! Ha! 65!
God damn.
That's what I'm talking about!
And with that, he feels fantastic.
So all of those fatherly instincts that Jokuro has, you know, trying to protect the children, trying to do right by his little girls, surge to the surface. And for a second, Jokuro, you see with your own eyes and you see with your metaphysical eyes, the psycho monkey basically doubles in size for a second.
Nifty.
And the smoke is pulled away into this hawk shape in your hands. And for all intents and purposes, Psycho Jokiro feels like he's holding an actual bird. He can feel the softness of the feathers. You know, they ruffle and move as if it were actually on the deck of the boat. And then it flies out of his hands and perches on Ellie's shoulder. When that happens, everyone outside watches as all of the other strange features start to melt away. And then the back of her shirt is torn open as a pair of wings sprout out.
But she's a little girl with wings.
Covered in scale-like material and clawed at the end like talons. And you notice the lower halves of her legs look very similar now. And her eyes look completely different from a human's. But it's all one consistent creature now.
Well, this is interesting. And I explained to them what happened. I felt a surge of power there for a moment because this little girl reminds me a lot of somebody else. And working with this hawk is what has helped me create.
Hey guys, it's Justin Rojas over at Fun.
Ellie, how are you feeling, baby doll?
She kind of looks over her own shoulders and the wings flare out behind her and the feathers kind of spaz a little bit, fluffing out, and she falls over a little bit, like
I just catch her.
Surprised.
I reach out to catch her.
And also, Jokiro, at this point, your connection is busted.
Boom.
You fall on your backside.
Nose. My nose is
extremely tired.
My nose is bleeding. I just kind of.
Akira?
I was going to go cook for everybody, but a nap sounds nice.
Akira, can you help him, please?
I kind of like him like this.
Akira?
I know. It's funny though. He pokes him in the nose with this cane.
Hey, and he listened to Team Mom this time. Boop.
And he gets a full power level 7 or power level 6. Yeah, power level 6 heal.
Alrighty.
Because I don't have to roll that.
It's nice, isn't it?
It is. Boon focus is real good when you have a singular focus for a character.
I do one thing and I do one thing real good.
All right, Dad. All right, Grandpa, wake up. Poke, poke.
Yeah, the nosebleed has stopped, but Jokiro still feels absolutely exhausted.
Yeah,
he's got a couple levels of fatigue right now.
This is, oh boy. All right. No, come on, Dad. Come on, Grandpa, wake up. Generation, and I have
advantage. You mean restoration?
Restoration. That's what I'm looking for. Restoration, and I have advantage 1 on it, because I'm a hospitaliter. Ha ha, 37.
Okay, Jokiro is back to his chipper self.
All right, Dad, I kind of, all right, Grandpa, kind of jokingly poke him upside against the cheek with it. Up and at him. Nap time's over. You. Whoop. He kind of hops back up to his feet. Cracks his neck. And he is going to then. Do-do-do-do-do. Psychically punch Jokiro, Akira in the face.
Why?
That was fun.
Because he can abuse his own characters if he wants.
Poor Akira's over here like the fucking punching bag.
I mean, it's what he's good for. just don't make it so Caleb wants to do it.
Right? He
the last punch you ever receive.
He's really going to, like, that's more so just me playing, rolling, but yeah, he kind of just pushes Akira back a little bit. Grandpa.
Psychic poke.
See what I cook you tonight. Remy, buddy, where's the kitchen?
You will wish to head. For the record, there are lifts. They're just not operational.
Holla freaking Luya!
Best boat ever! You will wish to head below the deck where you first entered in, and there will be a corridor to the right that will take you to the galley.
All right, that's where I'm going. And Jokido heads off.
He's very briefly stopped by a pair of tiny arms wrapping around his waist.
Oh, baby doll. He kisses Burp Girl on the head.
Burp Girl.
You're welcome. I will try and sort out the chaos a little bit more. We definitely need to try and find somebody who may be a little bit more familiar with your particular skill set. But it would be fun once we're not in a place where you may accidentally fly off the ship to see if you can fly.
It might not be a bad idea for the two of you to practice meditation techniques together. It might help her learn how to control these creatures herself.
I'm going to multi-class her into that.
Well, okay, there's a difference between multi-classing her into an influence user and teaching her how to focus.
Yeah, we could try that tonight if you're up for it, baby doll.
She kind of nods a little bit.
All right. I have to do a lot of meditation to stop the chaos that goes on in my head as well. So I understand it may not be as chaotic as yours is right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear.
Now you can go.
I'll make you a good dinner tonight. Don't worry. Papa Jokiro can cook him some mean stew.
Does it tell jokes?
No, that's Howie. That's not Stew. Stew Mandel is less funny.
I love how there's Grumpy Calabras with the helmet on and like joking Smiley Calabras with the helmet off.
It's like two completely different personalities.
Yeah.
It's probably liberating as fuck to like not be hiding right now.
Probably.
Says the guy playing the guy.
Yeah, you're the person who would know.
I mean, yes and no. Like, let's be real. There's a lot of things going on with him.
So yeah, he's gonna pat Burp Girl on the head again, give her a kiss, and if you want to come down with me, we can toss you around a little bit playfully downstairs to see if we can get you off the ground a bit.
She looks a bit uncertain of that. The wings are still kind of spazzing out a little behind her, not like flailing, but like twitching off, you know, rhythm, things like that. This is, you know, completely new appendage, so
yeah.
Caleb,
you may want to stick close to her just in case the wind catches those.
Hey, Miss Belfreya.
Yeah?
I think some sea salt got in my eyes or something. Could you,
Oh.
Of course. She'll pull out a tissue and, like, a handkerchief and then give him a hug.
Thanks.
Of course.
Akira goes up to giant hollow Remy. Hey, Remy.
Yes, Sparkles.
I like that. I like it a lot. Caleb, I like it a lot. Thank you.
Now Calabras can't call him that anymore.
Oh, I'm so angry about that.
Damn it, it was supposed to be an insult.
That was a me and him thing.
Is there any way that you could think of that we may be able to pour some energy outside of you into the ship to maybe get it out of emergency mode?
that may be possible eventually. The ship's primary concern at the moment is crewing itself.
So it wants us to all, it wants to find a crew then, is what you're telling me.
It is requiring input of necessary roles before further functionalities can be restored.
Well, we have somebody going down to the galley. What's the required required protocol for it?
The full functionality of the ship appears to require, and you notice his head rotating a little bit as if he's, you know, reading something. It will, of course, require a captain, a quartermaster, gunners for the cannonry, several mates, a navigator, rigger.
Huh.
And there appear to be optional occupations as well. Simple duties such as swabbing the deck, manning the crow's nest.
Can one person fulfill more than one role and satisfy the requirements?
I cannot tell from here. It is a possibility. The ship is claiming something about necessary sigils.
Oh, so we can't just go up and say, I am now the quartermaster.
Well, I say we bust down the captain's quarters, but we're through the door to the captain's quarters with Caleb's gauntlets and see what we can find in there.
Well, the captain's quarters are different from the master's quarters. We might be able to get into the captain quarters.
I like your way of thinking.
I mean,
tell you with directions to the captain's quarters.
Great.
We go to the captain's quarters.
I lead the way because I'm the only one that can read the signage in here.
The captain's quarters is actually below, but above and behind the rest of the ship. You actually have to head up to the helm and then down back behind that.
Interesting.
And you find another large door in front of you.
Is it locked?
Yes, it is sealed shut.
Remy, are you able to unlock it?
I am attempting to divert power to it, but the ship is refusing.
Did anything in my studies about the ship mention this?
There wasn't a whole lot of information on the ship in general, but secret project from the Enlightened.
Yeah.
You're lucky you found any information at all.
Well, tell it the captain wants to get into his room.
The ship is not currently recognizing a captain.
She's the captain, points of Elfraea. How would we make it realize that there is a captain?
Sigils. You said it already.
Yes, I know, but can we forge a sigil? Can we...
Calibras.
Yes.
How well do you remember the rank markings from your old job?
How well do I remember? Gosh.
Make a learning roll.
It's been a hot minute.
I know it was a long time ago.
Hey, at least you finally took a learning role, Mr. Entropy User.
Hey! That's pretty good.
That's a 20, folks at home, who can't see our roll 20.
He rolled a 20 on our roll 20.
Hey.
It's a little fuzzy, but you're pretty sure you remember.
I hand him a pen and paper.
I will start to draw them.
All right. So you sketch out the sigil for a captain and hand it back to Valfreya?
Yes.
All right. You have a sigil on a piece of paper, Valfreya.
I hold it up to the door. Like a badge.
The door stares at you blankly.
I was hoping that if we made a sigil.
Are there any doors that
supposed to be red, maybe?
Well, are there any doors right now that are unsealed? Maybe we can go into the old crew quarters and maybe they're down there ready to push back
people. Now that I think about it, sigils for crewmates might actually be in the quartermaster's area.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking too, bud. Can we get into the quartermaster area, Remy?
You notice a little bit of steam shoots out the side of Remy's head.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Apologies. The ship is quite belligerent. However, I can't.
Flittery ship! It swears like a sailor!
I can inform you that we will be able to crew the ship once it is docked.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Well, it is logical. It is refusing to accept any entries into its crew while sailing. Likely a deterrent for piracy.
You know, it's probably a mutiny lockdown.
You know what it is? It's when we tried to connect my iPod to Josh's loaner car and it wouldn't let the passenger connect the Bluetooth while the car was in motion.
Well, I see we sit and wait for the ship to dock and then there.
Is Jokier able to get to the galley and be able to make food without the ship being an asshole to him?
You can get to the galley. You have no clue what to make of this place.
Oh?
Everything is... The best explanation I can give you person to person, it would be if you took a monkey from a medieval fantasy setting and put them in a modern kitchen.
Huh.
I find that
there are a lot of strange cabinetry that is very gleaming and pristine that you don't know quite what to make of and can't get to open. And there are plenty of surfacery and something that looks kind of like a metal version of a campfire, but it's not lit.
He swears in his head loud enough that Velfreya hears him.
Now,
from the depths of the ship, a psychic fuck.
You get you do get kind of a reverberating ow and a surge of irritation.
I just want to fucking cook!
We should have food rations, though, right?
Yeah, you guys do. You do have some rations on you, but, you know, Papa Jokiro is talking up his mean stew.
Wouldn't it be nice? Wouldn't things be good?
Jokiro, dear, I can hear you.
Oh, shit! I'm sorry, dear.
And instead, I have flippant appliances!
You do hear back, I'm going to pull an Akita. I apologize ahead of time.
Do not break the ship.
I will try not to. I'm going to go pushing buttons.
Next to you, Calabras, you just see Velfreya rubbing her temples.
Velfreya and Akira are the only ones who have been in communicative sessions with him before. I'm like, Carrie probably won't hate me just inserting myself into her head.
Say that, but
not like this.
Right, I'm gonna start passing a food ration to everybody. I don't think Joker is gonna get dinner ready anytime soon.
Alrighty. So after a little bit of exploring around the ship, trying to make it work for you, and swearing at the kitchen, Remy informs you guys of, after about roughly an hour from where you emerged from the waves, that they are approaching where they would need to turn to get into the Tolvera docks.
Right, up we go.
Caleb.
Wee, ropes.
Yay, ropes. Hand on shoulder, bolster.
Remy, can you slow us down as soon as we turn?
Dropping power.
Meanwhile, they've probably seen us like an hour ago because our sails are fucking massive.
Like, also, I just realized that the ship probably swore back at Jokiro.
Fuck you too, buddy.
Yep, so Caleb gets on the deck. He starts grabbing the ropes, pulling everything per Remy's instructions to make the turn possible. And you guys start coasting into the little niche of land that is the Tolvaren docks.
Yay!
And we'll find out what happens when the ship comes into port next time.
Oh, yeah.
Boat hype, boat hype, boat hype.
Thanks so much for hanging out with us, guys. Greatly appreciate it, as always. If you want to support this stream and everything that we do on the Geek.io Network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io. If you want to chat with us after we're off the air, after you've listened to this episode, give us real-time live Discording. Go over to geek-io.net/discord and hang out with us there. We're all there. Even Calabras, he says puns every so often. Not much else.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, and... this is going to be after Dragon Con, so I don't even need to poop, pimp that or poop that.
Please don't.
Hey, Kara, we all have to poop at Dragon Con. It happens. I think that's it for all of us here. We will see you next time. Bye.
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 Hi, my name is Walter Buffalo, and I hope you've enjoyed this Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2018, you see how that works?